Hello, my aspiring friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to my blog post. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to connect? Earlier today, I was listening to Everyone Communicates, Few Connect by John Maxwell. In this particular lesson, John was teaching that connecting with people is not outside of your reach. It may be outside of your comfort zone, but not outside of your power. He then said something that caused me to reevaluate my thoughts and opinions regarding a personal challenging situation. John said, "It's within your power to connect. The question is, are you willing to?" In that moment, the message of Aspire to Greatness began to speak to me. I could hear her saying, "Rosalind, this is an opportunity for you to walk in your greatness and to live, do, be, think, and lead on a higher level. Additionally, it's an opportunity for growth and learning and to extend love and compassion." In that moment, I knew what I had to do. For the past couple of years, I've been engaged in a very challenging situation with an individual. My many efforts to connect have been futile. Because of the nature of my relationship with this person, it's important that we're able to connect in a kind and caring way. After listening to John, I heard my spirit say, "Try again." However, my mind said, "There's nothing more you can do." As soon as I said those words, I immediately canceled them and said, "Rosalind, you must be willing to do whatever it takes to connect." So shortly before writing this post, I emailed this individual to schedule a time when we could speak. While I'm waiting, I'm praying and asking God for the wisdom on what to say and how to say it. I am trusting God to help me connect. I have resolved that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to connect because of what's at stake if I don't. Maybe there's a person or situation in your life that you've been struggling with and you've decided to give up. You have within you the power to bring about change and make a difference. As John said, it's within your power to connect. The question is, are you willing to? I really can't understand if you're tired of trying or feeling that your efforts won't make a difference. Maybe the fear of being rejected or misunderstood has caused you to say, "It's just not worth my time or energy." So often we think of what could go wrong rather than what could go right. Before you make the decision to completely give up and burn the bridge entirely, let me ask you two questions. What is the cost to you or others involved if you give up? What will be gained if you try again and your efforts are successful? I have heard many people say that there are some bridges that should be burned, and there are some people that they should walk away from forever. My perspective is quite different. I do believe that there are some people we must walk away from, and some bridges we probably shouldn't cross for a season. However, I don't believe in cutting people off forever or blowing up the bridge. Why? Because people can change. I truly believe that most people are doing the best they can. I have also come to realize that people can't give you what they don't have. No wonder Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Many of the frustrations and challenges we encounter in relationships is because we have established expectations that's impossible for the person to meet. In many cases, not because they don't want to, but because they don't have the capacity to do so. Because people don't change according to our schedule, it doesn't mean that they never will. People are where they are. There have been many times in my life where I have allowed my ego to make decisions for me. This is not the wisest course of action. I am reminded of the acronym for ego: Edging God Out. I believe we could accomplish the greater if we sought God's counsel in every situation. I believe in a powerful four-letter word called hope. Hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. As long as there is breath in my body, I will continue to hope. For the things that really matter, I am willing to do whatever it takes to connect. Are you? Aspire to greatness, my friend.